The peak body of Australia's community sector has welcomed the federal government's commission of audit, saying there is a need to cut wasteful spending to protect services for the poorest. But in return, the Australian Council of Social Service also wants to raise revenue by cutting tax breaks and benefits that favour the wealthy. Business reporter Michael Yander has more.
Submissions to the federal government's commission of audit closed this Tuesday. The audit's already been slammed by unions and the opposition as an excuse to slash public spending along Campbell Newman's Modelling Queensland. But the Australian Council of Social Services Chief Executive Cassandra Goldie says she's keeping an open mind.
We have to take the Commission of Audit on face value. We care more than anybody, frankly, about where government expenditure goes and that we're getting the most out of the dollars spent.
In particular, Dr. Goldie says the government could save a lot of money over the long term by more efficient healthcare delivery and by removing pension benefits from wealthier retirees.
These are areas where we need to be revisiting how we're getting the best out of our expenditure.
But Dr. Goldie says she's hoping the commission will put as much focus on raising revenue as it does on cutting spending.
We cannot ignore that the big structural deficit that we're facing now and into the future is because of a fall-off in our revenues.
Now, you want to raise government revenues back up to around a quarter of the country's GDP. What taxes or what tax breaks do you propose to target?
We must be prepared to open up superannuation again and look at the way in which that structure is being used as essentially a tax minimisation vehicle. Our arrangements around negative gearing and capital gains must be revisited. It's time to pull back on some of the rather generous bonuses and rebates that have been built up over time. The baby bonus was obviously one of them. The school kids bonus needs to be retargeted to the families who are really struggling.
And she's hoping that the business community will back some of the council's ideas.
I think one of the real strengths of the Commission of Audit process is that it is independent of government, and we are working very closely with business groups and others in getting a consensus about the big challenges that we face.
The chief executive of the Australian industry group, Innes Willicks, says the ACOS approach is a welcome contrast to the union movement.
I think the ACT will take a perspective that anything this government does is a waste of time. And I think it's pleasing that ACOS has welcomed the Commission of Audit. We certainly, in the business community, welcome the Commission of Audit because we believe it can address some of the bloatedness of government that has grown up in recent times.
Does that mean some of the superannuation concessions for higher income earners and also pension access for wealthier retirees should be on the agenda?
In a Commission of Audit situation, everything is on the table, but then government will make decisions quite rightly about how it wants to allocate its funds.
Cassandra Goldie says those tough decisions will need to be made.
We can't say on the one hand that we just want to continue to pay less tax, and on the other hand, say we all want to get something out of government.
Michael Yander with that report.